He has a funny voice this morning.
Yeah.
That clock's wrong. Good morning, family. That's really loud. Woohoo! Everybody can hear me, even the neighbors. All right, couple announcements for you this morning. Tomorrow is the Fresh Food Initiative, Day of Hope, slash they're combined now. If you can help, we could use the help. I believe we have a lot of food that we need to take and package in the boxes and things, and I honestly don't know because I have not been there yet. So if you need more information, see Lorene. Starting last week, I forgot to announce it last week, I'm keeping the kiddos in the back until 11:25 each Sunday. I need more time with them. We run out of game time and that upsets them. So parents, if you want to get your kids out of the nursery, soon to be the preschool, and get a snack and then just come back at 11:25, we'll be ready by then, I'm sure. And today, immediately after I dismiss the kids back there, there's a baptism meeting. If you want to be baptized, pastor wants to meet with you and kind of finalize the plans for next weekend's baptism service. Let's see, what else does Brock have on here that I need to say? Check-in. I forgot check-in last week. I don't know how. But if you have not, if you would please text the church number, 517-522-4062, and type in check, and it should send you a code that you can click on. We would like everyone to sign in or attend for the attendance. Kids into their classrooms. If you're at home and you want to do it, that works too. Then we know that you're with us at home. If it does not work for any reason, please see Brock or I so we can figure out what's going on. Parents should get a security code. We are still working towards being more secure with our kids, checking them in and then checking them out of classrooms once we get the ability to do that. But we're kind of practicing and working out the bugs right now.
I have a question about the baptism. Mm-hmm. So,
I believe Jess is doing a sign-up genius.
Yeah, I sent it to Brock early this morning, so it should go out today.
Okay, just wondering.
So, get a Brock,
yep. Okay, perfect, thanks.
And so, it's chicken.
I heard hot dogs.
Okay.
Where's be some kind of meat. Okay.
We'll have to ignore the sign-up. I misunderstood. I thought it was chicken.
All right, so there will be a sign-up genius for the potluck following the baptism service next Sunday, so be looking in your email for that and sign up for a dish to pass, please. And with that, I'm going to pass this on to Pastor. Take all my stuff.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Wow, you're all alert this morning. I have another announcement or information to share before we go much into prayer. Been hearing a lot of talk, or maybe you heard rumor that we're looking at going to two services, and you're probably wondering why. Today's not a good day to show it, but we've been reaching 60s and into 70s. We only have 98 chairs. There's not enough room for everybody if we're all here. So we're trying to get you to move up and move out, so when somebody comes in, there's room to sit. And the longer we can move up and move out, the more we can put off having to go to two services. And we're looking at that because it's summer, and like I said, 60s and 70s, and if we get to be 75, 80, the statistics show that you need to go to two or build. We can build, but it takes money, and I would rather go to two services first. We're looking at a lot of things. Some of the obstacles we have to overcome and such. But for now, the reason we're asking you to move up and move out is to make room for people when they come in. If somebody comes in with a family of four, they would like four chairs, you know, to sit together. So today's not a big busy day or a full house as we've been having, but summer's going to end, and how do they say it? Winter's coming. So. Yes, I'm sorry. Oh, yes, boo, I know. Oh, thank you, Pastor. There, say it. That we needed that reminder. God's word tells us in Philippians, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And then there's a promise that goes with it. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Prayer. Being thankful. I read ahead a little bit in my reading, my Bible reading, and I finished up the New Testament yesterday. So I started a new devotional and Bible reading on gratitude and how much gratitude plays into our worry, our anxiousness. And we need to be grateful. We need to find, what can you be grateful for today? What is it that you woke up? The sun was shining. It was a beautiful rain that we had through the night. We need to look for things to be grateful for. So as we go to prayer this morning, think of things on which to be grateful for, to be thankful for. I have one prayer request with me, and it's from Martha, and it's for her neighbor, Rodney. He's got blood clots in his legs. He's had 5 surgeries in the last week, and they're talking about taking his leg. So we want to keep him in prayer. I believe he's, Martha, where are you? 43, right? He's only 43 years old. So keep Rodney in your prayers. Oh, another thank you very much. And I will lay these up here. Ryan has cancer. You all know who Ryan is. We've been praying for him. Has caused bone deterioration. And they're praying for healing and for pain relief, chemo revisions, correct? So keep Ryan. Continue to pray for Ryan as he goes through these treatments. Are there any other prayer requests? Yes. By all means. Uh-huh.
So, you guys remember praying for Teresa, my girlfriend that lived next to my mom. She's a neighbor, had esophageal cancer and had an awful time of it last year. She's in remission. She's actually looking pretty good.
Praise the Lord.
And then we prayed for Sean's girlfriend, Megan, and she's actually going to be baptized in Lake Michigan this Tuesday.
Awesome. Awesome. Praise God. Gary, you had a prayer request?
Yes. Traveling mercies for me and Barb.
Can I have that?
Yes. Dang, I wrote that one. Traveling mercies, we're going to head out west and traveling for both.
Travel mercies for Gary and Barb as they head out west. And the other prayer request? Jan?
Yes. Dean's brother with cancer, they found it pretty much all the way through.
So Dean's brother for cancer, he's got it. It's mastitized and it's throughout. Okay. So keep him. What's his name again?
Keith.
Keith. Lorraine.
All our children as they head back to school.
Oh, yes. That's both college and, yeah. Anybody else?
Married.
Grandchildren?
Grown.
I was going to say, my grandchildren are perfect. I'll be back. Bailey. What's your friend's name? Mom's name? Danielle's her name?
Yeah.
We're going to pray for Danielle for comfort and strength. Jan?
Update on smoothie. Text from Linda yesterday revealed that she doesn't feel it'll be too long before he goes home to be with
her. I talked with, well, communicated with Linda yesterday as well. Ralph's not doing good. So keep him in your prayers. He's in hospice care. I know the family needs your prayers as well. So, anybody else? Let's go to the Lord. Father, we are more than grateful for all that you do for us each and every day. That you are ever present, Almighty God, and that you are for us and with us as we walk this earth. Lord, we have many requests this morning, and you've provided so much, Lord. We've heard the praises and the testimonies of those who, Lord, have been healed and given strength. And Lord, right now we just pray for Keith, Lord. We lift him to you and pray for healing, for comfort for the family. We pray, Lord, that you would be with them and surround them. But Lord, that you would help manage the pain that Keith may be going through. We think, Lord, of all those who are headed back to school, both those in grade school and high school and also going back to college or going to college. Lord, we pray for that you would give them strength, that you would give them perseverance, that, Lord, you would be with those parents, Lord, who are sending their kids off, because that's a big step for all of us, Lord. And as much as they are looking forward to moving, we're dreading part of that. So, Lord, be with them and bless them. I think of marriages, Lord, and all the things that the enemy comes at us with, Lord. If he can get into our marriage, he can affect the church, Lord. So we just pray your hand of protection on marriages, that you would bring healing and wholeness. We think of our grown children, Lord, and our grandchildren. And we ask your blessings, Lord. Give them wisdom and discernment and understanding. We pray for Danielle, Lord. We lift her to you and ask, Lord, that you would give her strength, that you would help her in this loss, Lord, that you would comfort her and bless her, Lord, with a knowledge of you and your presence. We thank, Lord, of Gary and Barb as they travel, and those others who may be traveling, Lord, we lift them to you and pray your travel mercies around them, Lord, that you would go before them and behind them, below them, and to the left and to the right, that, Lord, you would help them navigate, that you would bless them, Lord, with the beauty of your creation. We think of Ryan this morning, Lord, and we lift him to you as well, praying, Lord, that you would bring strength back to his bones, that, Lord, you would help with the healing there, that you would use this, Lord. And we praise you, Lord, for healing, because we know that every bit of healing comes in through and by you. You are the great physician. Lord, you've given doctors and given us doctors and nurses and hospitals and so much, Lord. Whether you use those things or your divine touch, we ask for healing on each of these here this morning, Lord. We think of Rodney as well, Lord, with these blood clots. Remove these clots from his blood, Lord. Help him to get through the pain, and that, Lord, just bless him in all that's needed. And Lord, I know that there are unspokens here this morning, and we lift those to you as well right now. Whether it be financial help, wisdom, discernment, comfort, healing, Lord, you know, Lord. So we lift these things to you, and we pray and ask these things all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we give you praise for that right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. These prayer requests are up here. Please come up and pray anytime.
Please stand with us. We'll begin singing. We're going to start with Victory in Jesus.
Victory in Jesus, my Savior.
Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you.
Your feet.
make sure. You may be seated. I have in my hands a very nice copy of My Utmost for His Highest. And I'm going to ask Bailey to come up here. Bailey's going to run off to college. So we need to keep her in our prayers. And we'd like to present this to you from the church. You'll find some other things in there that you can use along your way. I pray that you would use that. And we thank you. And we give this to you out of love and from the church. So, God bless you. Church.
Nice. So, did anybody else enjoy the praise and worship as much as I did? Yeah. the first one, Victory in Jesus, is one of my personal favorites, so thanks. Yeah, if you attend my funeral, you better hear that there. Stewardship. Stewardship and rewards is what I want to talk about today. You know, we decide to go to work or to use our gifts, and really we're looking for gains or rewards. But what is that reward we're looking for? I'm going to read here Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Jesus Christ whom you serve. So there's a contrast there. We're doing it for the Lord rather than for men. And Jesus speaks to this pretty well too. If we go back in Matthew, his Sermon on the Mount, I want to read some excerpts out of that. Matthew 6 is where we find this. I'm going to start in verse 16. Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full, they're serving men. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And Jesus goes on to talk about storing up treasures in heaven versus on earth, and moths and rust destroying. Most of us can relate to that. We get to verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other. Or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Mine says God and wealth. And I think about this, and it's like, well, man, you know, we kind of need money. We kind of need it to survive, right? Well, he addresses that. If we move down to verse 31, don't worry then, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So we have this really sophisticated economic and banking system and marketing system and technology that make it really easy to get lured in, get sucked into debt, to start serving things. That's just another word for slavery, really. Then we get this whole industry that helps get people out of debt. So I just want to encourage you to be a steward of what you have been given and not a slave to what the world's trying to feed you. And with that, how about the children can be dismissed? That was pretty popular, wasn't it? And I need my volunteers for the offering. If you pray with me. Father God, we do thank you for all you've blessed us with. Lord, it is comforting to know that you provide us with all we'll ever need, and most of all, we should be desiring. So, Lord, we give back a little bit today. We just ask that you would bless these gifts. We know that you multiply them and you carry them to the ends of the earth so that your word would be heard there, and so that we would soon be reconciled and with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sins and griefs to end.
Baptized.
Get a snack because the kids are going to be back here for another 10 minutes or so, and then come and talk with me back there. Also remind you, we are not having service here this coming Sunday. We will be down at the park. Hopefully you will all be there. Invite your friends, and we will be having the baptism after our normal service, and then we'll have a picnic. So sounds like an awesome time. Would you join me in prayer this morning? Father, we are truly grateful again, Lord, for the armor you have given us. And Lord, as we go out from here, help us to stand firm in the knowledge that you are right there with us. Help us to stand firm and be strong in the Lord, Lord, so that knowing your love and your mercy and your grace, and help us to use both the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.